Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I know this song.
You know this song, Richie?
Hey.
Hey. What's the matter with your mind and your mind and your so divine? The story of Redbone winning a gold record for this song, this date, 1974, the group playing American Indian Swamp Rock, but I remember it being called Swamp Rock. Came from L.A. in 1968, Lolly and Pat Vegas, they are brothers, have been studio musicians, worked on the old Shindig program, and it was Anthony Bellamy and Peter DePoe, members of the group Redbone, had another hit, The Witch Queen of New Orleans. Remember that?
Yeah, great stuff.
Come and get your love, Richie. Crank it up.
Come and get your love.
Down with it.
Yep.
Come and get your love.
All right, just for fun, we haven't done this. Like to do it maybe once a week if we have time. Go through the top five songs from this date in a particular year. Let's go back to 1985. By the way, Redbone, number one during this week in 1974. DeBarge, the family DeBarge, was in the number five position with Rhythm of the Night during this week in 1985, as music is our focus here, and pretty much every hour, this portion of the hour is devoted to music, because it's such an important part of all of our lives. Crank it up, Richie, because I don't really want to play much of the next song.
Kind of Caribbean disco.
Yeah. All right, that's number five from this week in 1985. Number four belonged to Phil Collins. Okay, that's enough of that. Number three.
Oh, Phil's good stuff.
Nah, this is a terrible song.
Well, hey, this isn't a whole lot.
Awful. And the next one's not much better. A little better, but not much. Number three. Actually, this is an okay song. Number three this week, 1985, belonged to Lionel and the Commodores.
I know you love the night shift.
Was Lionel still in the band at this point, Ken?
No. 85 gone?
He's gone.
Why do you have to? Nobody would have known that. If you had, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Nobody would have known that had you not pointed it out.
I
Why did you have to be
it.
Such a... What? But, okay. So but the audience didn't know it.
Where do you rate me on a scale of intelligence, 1 to 10?
1.
Okay. So if a 1 knows that Lionel Richie wasn't in the band at this point, I'm pretty sure someone else figured it out.
Okay. Number 2 song this week, 1985. Madame Madonna, Ciccone. Is that how you pronounce your last name, Molly? Do you know?
Ciccone.
Ciccone?
Yeah.
Ciccone.
I'm
Ciccone.
Sure she would love Ciccone.
Ciccone. Crazy for you.
If you ever get a chance to meet her, I'd love to walk up to her and kiss her hand and say,
Miss Ciccone.
Hi, Miss Ciccone. How are you doing?
Ciccone. All right, let's make way for the number one song. I always confuse this because there are a couple of songs. This wasn't the time of year. The other song that you think sounds like this came out around Christmas time, if I remember correctly. This right. is, was it Easter? When was it, Kenny?
When this song came out?
Yeah. No, when there was a, there was one of them came out at Christmas time. One of the other ones that's right. like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi. USA for Africa, We Are the World, number one during this week in 1985.
That's the
most universal song, most terrific message. Just great stuff.
Was he a Weird Al Yankovic in this, Jen?
Ken?
Him too.
I don't think so.
28 after on Good Day.
I missed an opportunity.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Suffer from test anxiety? Would you like an easy way to reduce it? Not as tough as you think. Here's the science of it. Tests are no fun, and test really is a four-letter word. They cause anxiety, a great deal of negative thinking, and if test anxiety is not controlled, it can precipitate a substantial decrease in performance, or put another way, failure. What to do? Chew gum.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Chewing gum while you're stressing out is a way to divert your mental anxiety into a physical act. It sidetracks anxiety, reroutes it so you can successfully accomplish the task at hand.
I chew gum a lot, and this flavor really hangs in there.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Chew gum during a test, and you'll take the bite out of anxiety and improve your score. Share your test-taking tricks with me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Our daily coffee doses might be in jeopardy from global warming, too, scientists are saying. Did you know most coffee is grown in treeless sun? Because sun-grown coffee grows the biggest harvests with the highest sales. But with climate change, University of Michigan researchers report shade-grown coffee raised under a canopy of diverse trees not only ensures continued crops from leaving alone the surrounding plants and animals, but shade trees act as a firewall between coffee plants and droughts and powerful storms. Also, natural shade trees protect the coffee plants from harsh sun and heat, along with dirt erosion and scorching. As weather patterns continue to radicalize and planet Earth continues to heat, the way coffee actually grows in nature, in the shade, in fact, will ensure the survival of our blessed coffee bean. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.